The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, we're in the middle of a heat wave at the moment, with the worst or the best, depending on how you look at it, still to come. Temperatures could exceed 30 degrees tomorrow. It's not only the peak heat that some people struggle with, but sleep can also be really hard at night. So what can we do? How can we keep cool? To discuss this, I'm joined now by consultant in emergency medicine in St Vincent's University Hospital, Dr John Legg, and weekend columnist with the Irish Examiner, Esther McCarthy. You're both very welcome to the show. Esther, to come to you, I'm going to be honest here with yourself and with listeners. I'm operating on maybe 2.5, maybe 3.5 hours sleep last night. Barely a wink. You?
You're not alone there, Ciara. Yeah, there wasn't much sleep going on in this house now. And I know we're waiting all year for a nice day, but it's no joke when the kids can't sleep, when the animals are angsty, when you're not getting any sleep and your head starts going. So, it's too hot to bed rot. That's the only thing. The kids are getting up early. The teenagers ain't lolling around in the bed because they're too hot. So they're up for a reasonable hour for once. But the smallies are, they're just all over the place. It's awful.
Oh, great. Okay. So they're all over the place. The adults are all over the place. The house basically is all over the place. And yet I don't want to complain, because I do embrace the warm weather and I do love all the positives that come with it. But do you have any sort of tips and tricks you're using yourself to try and cool yourself down, cool the kids down?
I tell you.
Oh, she has a plan.
The mammies, the WhatsApp mammy groups went crazy. We are all helping each other, and I genuinely got some amazing tips. The first one that we've been doing for the last couple of nights, hot water bottles in the freezer. So obviously you take off the cover, you know, usually you're trying to be all warm and cozy, and especially the long ones. I don't know if you've seen those ones recently. They kind of drape around your neck and stuff. So we've put them in the freezer, and then putting them in the cold bottle then goes in between the sheets and it just cools everything down. It really works. Well, last night it really worked for the little man, so I'm going to try it again tonight. I've been pulling all the blinds and curtains down first thing in the morning and keeping them closed all day, even though it goes against every Irish instinct in my body to burst open and leave all the sunshine in. But it's if the room is hot all day, it's impossible to cool it down. None of us have air conditioning in this country, you know, so we need to do it kind of the natural way. And then another one that a mom told me this morning, which I haven't tried, but a wet pillowcase into a plastic bag, into the freezer for 20 minutes before bed. It feels incredible. Because, you know, the worst thing about it, I think, here is the hot, sticky pillowcase and the back of your head is all itchy and yucky. And a cool pillowcase sounds like it could be a game changer as well. So I'll try anything. And the dog, I'm putting ice cubes into the dog's water, which seems to kind of help him, even though he's kind of just draped around the place panting and looking like he's going to die. And then a glass of water next to every bed. We all woke up with scratchy throats this morning and I thought we're coming down with something, summer flu. I was like getting really hyper. But we dehydrate during the night because we're sweating so much more. So water during the night, little sips, and hopefully that will sort us out for tonight.
All right. Well, let's bring in Dr. John Legg to get the medical opinion here, because we have some, what I think sounds like really worthy advice there, doctor. Soaking wet pillowcase in the freezer for 20 minutes before you go to bed. Recommended from a medical perspective?
Like, it's not one I've heard of before, but whatever works. But like, as you're saying, just keeping the place cool is really important. Like, stopping the heat getting in there obviously would help. But obviously, you kind of mentioned the small children, but there's other groups as well we need to keep an eye on. So the elderly and those who are frail are very, very prone to heat exhaustion. So it's very important to keep an eye on these groups of people as well and make sure that they are not getting overheated. They're staying nice and cool. They're not getting dehydrated as well. For the younger children, like sun cream, like a big fight in the morning to get it on, but it's really, really important to get the sun cream on the children. And hats are very important, shading as well. So just trying to prevent yourself from getting too hot are really, really important factors you can do to kind of keep yourself safe during all of this. But another thing that's worth mentioning as well is that, like, with the hot weather, it does bring people out and it gets people out to enjoy, because it's a bit of an altar for us. But we do see increased injuries. We do see increased drownings at this time of year as well. And just something to be very, very careful about. And just kind of advise by all the water safety notifications where you are. And a good rule of thumb is if you're if you don't see somebody swimming there, don't go swimming yourself there because probably not safe water.
All right. And try to sort of keep a couple of you together. You know, being in the water in numbers is often a better idea than heading in by yourself. Are there any other tips and tricks that you think are useful, particularly at nighttime when people are struggling to sleep? I mean, should you move rooms, move downstairs as I did last night, try the couch at the front of the house, move to a chair at the back of the house? These were some of the things I was doing at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, opening the door, stepping outside for 10 minutes, coming back in, glass of water with ice.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose when we're building our houses, we're designed to keep them warm because we're really concerned about them being cold in the winter. And that just has this kind of effect now. When we do get a few hot days, the houses are not designed to cope with it. We don't have air conditioning. It's not really a thing we have here either. But what you can do is obviously like shade those windows during the daytime, so do not let the heat get in the first place. And then as soon as the sun is off, those windows open them up again, and that will let the heat out. If you can create a cross trap, open the windows on two sides of the house, that also can help. And if you have a fan or if you want to buy a fan, these things that can help. If you do have the option of a room that's in a cooler part of the house, consider moving there as well for the next few days.
We have texts coming in on this. We are in an A-rated house. It's torture. And I do see that in a lot of these houses. We have built them and insulated them so well that they trap the heat. But most of us don't have any form of air conditioning or any sort of mechanical air ventilation, do we?
No, it's just not something that we really kind of consider. And I heard someone say this, like, Ireland's a great place to live because you have to heat your house in the winter and then just forget about it for the rest of the year. You don't have to worry about the temperature. Whereas on the continent where they're seeing temps up to 40 degrees, they are having to have air conditioning on all summer round, and then on the winter they have to keep them heated as well. So we don't have that kind of on us, which is you know, a benefit of living here.
You mentioned our children and how difficult some of them are finding it at night, and that older people are also vulnerable. Why are they particularly vulnerable to these high temperatures?
So children and older people, they lose water much more quickly, and they are more prone to become dehydrated, and they're less adept at regulating their own body temperature as well. So these kind of excess heats can cause heat exhaustion in these people. And what heat exhaustion is where you start to feel very unwell because of the heat, and it can happen to anyone, but particularly these two groups are more prone to it. They have much experience headaches, dizziness, confusion, excessive sweating, cramps, and they might start to experience high temperatures as well. The treatment for that is just to cool down, get out of the heat, get in the shade, have a cool drink, have an ice cream, whatever it is. Get yourself cooled down as quick as you can.
And in terms of what you drink, is water enough? Should people be drinking electrolyte drinks? Is a cool beer good for you?
Water is fine. You don't have to go for anything more elaborate or fancy than that. Water, a bit of ice in it, that's absolutely fine. Alcohol will cause you to become a bit more dehydrated, as you know.
Okay, so be careful of that. I'm going to bring you in, Esther, because we do have another texter coming in here. Ciara, say a prayer for us wedding cake makers in this heat. It's an emotional roller coaster, but I have another texter. Seriously, it's only 3 days. Stop moaning. I'm not moaning. Yeah, I'm just exhausted.
We're just sharing. Yeah, I know. And it's no joke when you can't sleep. Like, we would do anything on a full night's sleep, you know. And I don't want to moan. But you know what? One other thing I did as well, Ciara, I took all the duvets off and just left the covers on. So, because you still do want a bit of heat, but it's that heaviness, so, or just a sheet or whatever. And I know we don't want to complain, but I think it's when as you say, we'll all manage, you know, but it's the little kids and the elderly, and we're usually looking after both of them as well. So anything we can do to help them to sleep along is worth talking about, in my view.
Okay, if anybody listening this morning has any personal tip or trick that they use to cool the house, to cool themselves, to ensure that when I go to bed tonight that I actually get a night's sleep, or indeed any of our listeners who struggled as well, I would really appreciate the advice. 087 1400 106. Dr. John Legg and Esther McCarthy, thank you for joining me on that. Now, The Clare
Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.